こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、ビクトリア大学の遺存研究センターが1981年から2016年までに報告された症例を分析したところ、お酒にエナジードリンクを混ぜて飲んだ場合、お酒を単体で飲んだ時よりも車の事故を起こしたり、転んで怪我をしたり、喧嘩や暴力を引き起こす確率が上がっていることを発見しました。通常は酔うと疲れたり眠くなったりしますが、エナジードリンクにはカフェインが入っているため、自分がどれぐらい酔っているのか正確に判断ができなくなり、そのまま飲み続けたり危険な行動に出たりする可能性があります。エナジードリンクをお酒と混ぜることの危険性については研究がほとんどなされていないため、チームは今後さらに調査を進める予定です。
Victoria University's Center for Addictions ResearchConducted an analysis of medical reports between 1981 and 2016 and found that combining energy drinks and alcohol, when compared to incidents just involving alcohol, increased the risk of car accidents, injuries from falling, fights, and violence. Normally, drinking alcohol makes you tired or sleepy, but in combination with the caffeine in energy drinks, this effect is negated.As a result, the person is less aware of how drunk they have become and is more likely to continue drinking, increasing the risk of dangerous behavior. As not much research has been done on the risks of combining alcohol and energy drinks so far, the team will continue to further their research.
20代前半の時とか毎週ぐらい飲んでたんだけど、Jägerbomb。
Jägerbomb
って日本語もイエーガーボムっていうのかな。
Probably
毎週ぐらい飲んでたけど、今考えると絶対飲みたくない。
So,
気持ち悪いね。
What is a Jägerbomb? Exactly. It's Jäger
Jägermeister
dropped into
Red Bull だよね、大体。
Red Bull.
Red Bull とイエーガ
ー。 Is it always Red Bull?
うん、多分大体レッドブルだったよね。
Other。
でショットのグラスをそのままレッドブルが入ってるグラスにジャポンって入れてそのまま飲むっていう。
And the shot glass hits your face.
Yeah.
しかも
チビチビ飲むもんじゃないからね、あんなの。もう一気じゃん。
Well, there's a lot of Red Bull vodka, Red Bull. Most bars and clubs.Sell Red Bull.
Yeah. しかもタダだったしね、レッドブルなんて。タダだったじゃん。常に配ってるみたいな。
Not in the club, generally, but yeah, there's like the cars and they hand out the monsters too, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of weird. The marketing strategy for energy drinks is so different from everything else. It's like extreme. You know, we gotta go to like.Wingsuit videos and like、
yeah.
sexy girls that can drive stick shift handing out drinks, like, you know, it's kind of it's its own thing somehow.
そうだね。酔って怪我したことある？ そのあざができるとかいうレベルじゃなくてガチの怪我。
I mean, the damage I've taken from alcohol is just from the alcohol.Straight
to, the, you know, straight
そういうこと? to the dome. If you drink too much alcohol, it's extremely toxic, and it does damage.
For sure.
It does damage your organs. It will damage your liver. And people with certain pre-existing conditions, are more susceptible to liver damage.
Yeah.
And.
まあ、お酒なんて毒だからね、ほぼ。
It is. It is for sure. Totally legal.
Yeah.
But.
そうだね。合法の毒。
It's crazy the stuff you see people do when they're drunk. You know, they're saying that it reduces your awareness of how drunk you are, but energy drinks on their own change your state of mind.
Mm.
And if you have a different state of mind, your decision making is different.
Yeah.
So let's say, rather than this awareness issue,you may decide to go home because you're tired. But instead, you have, I mean, this is what happens. I'm tired. Have a vodka ripple. So then you drink this energy drink. Now you're not tired anymore.
そうそう。
And now you keep drinking. So now you've been drinking for much longer.
そうそう。
It's not even an unawareness thing. It's like,
頭おかしくなってる状態だから、昨日ね、なんか考えてたの、この記事読んだ時に、自分が飲んでた時どうだったかなみたいな。めっちゃイエーガーバーム大量に飲んだ時どうなったかなって思い出して。
なんでイエーガーバーム? It's like a stereotypically white thing to drink.
Eh? Really?
Yeah, Jaeger is like super white. It's probably in the top three white things behind like soldering or something.
Huh. I don't know. 周りはいつも酔っ払いたいときはとりあえずテキーラかジェイガーバームで、テキーラ好きじゃない、まずいからジェイガーバームの方がまだマシと思ってたの、その時はね。
テキーラ is not supposed to taste good.
Yeah. みんなすごい顔になるじゃん、飲み終わった後に。ライム食べるまでの間。
It's a weird moment of acknowledgement that people have when they drink something like that.
Yeah.
And everyone kind of looks at each other with this
yeah, disgusted face. バカだよね、人間って。
Yeah. And it's such a peer pressure thing. There's probably only... It only takes one person out of like 10 people to really want to do shots. To start like recruiting.
本当そう。
And then nobody... Guys are easy because nobody wants to look like a pussy.So you're immediately on board.
Yeah.
And yeah, one or two girls will get out of it, but that's...
まあ、でもクラブとかにいたらさ、もう数買っちゃうじゃん、勝手に。だからもう残っちゃうから飲んでみたいな感じで。
Right, that's... No, you ask guys, but you don't ask girls. Those are already bought.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. もう買われちゃってるみたいな感じ。でも、一回本当にもう飲みすぎて、もう何、歩けないみたいな。
Alcohol or these Jaeger bombs?
Jaeger bombs, 多分.
So with the energy drinks.
I was at Feria, of course. まあ本当多分20代前半ぐらいだと思うけど、あのフェリアの屋上みたいなとこあったじゃん。上の階の外で横になって空を見ながら、もう息も絶え絶えみたいな死にそうになってたら、なんかゲイの男の子が助けてくれて、I don't know where my friends were.I can't remember, so I don't know what was going on. But, で、その子がタクシーに乗るのを助けてくれたのね。でも死にそうになってんの、こっちは動けないし。あ、やばいやばいってタクシーに乗って、でも帰りたくなくて、I texted my friends and learned that they were at Muse. So I told the taxi driver to go there and I actually went to Muse.
What?
And had some more drinks. Like,
That's crazy.
なんか今考えると that's so un-mommy じゃん。
I feel like girls are bad with how much they drink or they get pressured too much or I mean they're more a target of pressuring I think because I've seen so many girls that just they're completely done like they can't move they can barely breathe like
yeah
like I've carried girls into taxis I've carried a girl out of like someYou know, across from like Tokyo Hanzo, there's all these sketchy like clubs. It's like six stories high. I had to carry a girl from like the top floor all the way down. She was like unconscious.
Oh my God.
You know?
さすがにそこまではないな。
And it happens. Like when you have an event and there's 50 plus people, the odds of somebody overdoing it is pretty high.
For sure. インターのパーティーで一回一緒にいた友達がなんか気づいたら外で路上で雨の中倒れてたもん。で寝てた。あのパンチがあったの。パンチをみんな配ってて、なんか何が入ってるか分かんないじゃん。もう多分あのスピリタスとか入ってたと思うんだけど、で分かんないままみんな飲んで、強い子の方が危ないんだよね。吐かないじゃん。私弱いから酔っ払うとすぐ吐いちゃうから結構平気になるんだけど。強い子って吐けないし、どんどん溜まっていく体内に。
It's crazy that this stuff is considered normal by anybody, but it is by people.
若い時はね、そうそうそう、なんか今考えると信じられないじゃん。何やってたんだろうと思うけど、その時は普通だと思ってた。
Is it different now? Maybe kids just stay home and play Minecraft now. I don't know. But when we were going to school, if you went to the McDonald's in Roppongi on a weekend,
yes.
it was unbelievable.
大体あのマックもうないからね。
There's like people sleeping on the floor. Like there's people, they had security posted inside McDonald's.
Yeah. でも私もあそこの角の、角のマックでしょ？
うん。
あそこでいつも寝てたもん、大学始まるまでの間。
Yeah, like so many bad stories.
いや、なんか自分じゃないみたい。信じられない。まあ、絶対やりたくないじゃん今とか考えられないけど。
Just take a quick snooze and a Mac.
Yeah, で学校行って、とか図書館で寝て授業行くとか。もう絶対嫌だよね。だいたいもうオールもしたくないし、お酒も飲みたくないし。
I ran home from
違う人みたい。
I ran home from 六本木 to 阿佐ヶ谷 multiple times, and it's pretty far.
What? You ran home?
Yeah.
え？どんだけ時間かかんの？
It takes. It must be like. It was like 3 hours.
え、バカじゃない？
No, it's really long. It's really long.
待って、なんで？え、終、あの、始発待てなかったってこと？
No, the 終電 for 阿佐ヶ谷 is like 12.
Right.
18 or something.
え、なんで帰らなきゃいけなかったの？始発待たずに。
I didn't want to wait for.First train, because it was it would be like.
そんな人いるの?
Because I don't know. It feels good for me for some reason. If I get drunk, I'm not sleepy at all. I'm hyperactive. I want to exercise.
What a weirdo.
And running drunk feels really good.
やばい人だよそれ。
I don't know what that is, but that's just how I've been.
酔っ払って六本木から阿佐ヶ谷まで走るはやばい人だよ。
You get like a second wind at like 2 in the morning when it's like kind of crisp out, the air is dry, yeah. And you're drunk and you just go for a jog and it just the breeze.
I don't get it.
Yeah. Yeah,
うちら会ったのも六本木だもんね。そんなに酔っ払っ、あ、でも結構朝までいたもんね。朝ラーメン食べたよね。
Yeah.
ヨコとダスティンと、
yeah.
懐かしいね。
Throwback.
その前にストリップクラブ行ったんだよね、それで。
Yeah, at Dustin's recommendation. That was that's the only time.
I had a party there.
Oh, was that your idea?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, I had a party there after the party that we met. で、
It was okay.
Yeah.
It was. There were some funny things happening.
No, you were being such a gentleman. I was super impressed.
A gentleman?
Yeah.
Was I not faded at the time?
Like, you were like, oh, I've never been to the strip club. And I was like, oh, you should come. And then we all went. And we were talking the whole time. And you were not looking at the girls at all. So I was like, oh, wow, this guy is like, ちゃんとしてる。
Well, it was all right. I wasn't blown away by the...By the strip club. I haven't been to a strip club、yeah. since then. That's the only time I've ever been.
Yeah. Anyway, 次。アメリカのアイオワ州立大学とフランスのグルノーブルアルプス大学およびサヴォアモンブラン大学が行った学会誌フロンティアに掲載された研究で、10代においてビデオゲームのプレイ時間が多いほど性差別的な考えや性別への固定観念を持っているという相関関係が確認されました。調査は 13,520 人の11歳から19歳までの若者を対象に行われ、性差別との相関関係は男性に強く見られました。ゲームにおいて女性のキャラクターは助けを必要としている弱い立場や脇役であることが多く、またご褒美として与えられる性の対象物のように描かれる場合もあります。今回の調査結果は相関関係であって因果関係ではないため、ゲームを長時間プレイすることで性差別的感情が生まれるのか、性差別的感情を持つ人がゲームを長時間プレイする傾向にあるのかは不明です。
A new study on sexism and video games was conducted by researchers at Iowa State University in the USand Grenoble Alps University and Savoie Mont Blanc University in France and published in the journal Frontiers. The study found that teenagers who played more video games are more likely to have sexist thoughts and stronger impressions of gender stereotypes. The study involved 13,520 children ages 11 to 19, with the association being stronger in boys. In games, often there is a female character who requires help from a stronger male, and in some cases is established as the reward for completing the mission. As this is a correlative study, it remains unclear whether children with a more sexist view tend to play more games or if games cause children to develop those views.
そう、一応この研究では宗教についても聞いていて、宗教にどっぷり使ってる人ほどゲームと一緒で性別への固定観念を持ってるっていう結果が出てるんだよね、相関関係として。で、この性差別的な考えっていうのは具体的にどういうことかっていうと、なんか論文がね、プロビジョナルのやつしかなかったんだけど、だから全部見れたわけじゃないんだけど、一つは女性は主に出産と子育てのために存在するとかそういうこと、それに disagree か strongly disagree かでつけてもらうっていう感じだった。
That would be a somewhat religious leaning sentiment、
そうだね、アダムとイブ的なね、
So why are video games the way they are?
まあ、もともと言われてるもんね、ゲーム業界が男性主導でっていうのは、だから男性目線で作られてるってなると、まあ、そういうのが増えるっていうのは自然というか、まあ、良くも悪くも、
I think as more and more、women or girls play video games when they get older、we'll have a lot more video games that、sort of supporta different view on gender、roles or genders in general. But、I think right now a lot of the people involved in making video games, because of it's sort of a cross-section of games and programming、and not many girls have been historically interested in programming, at least until recently. So、
yeah.
it's probably going to be like this for a while longer, but awareness...that、we do、sort of recycle these archetypal stories、will probably help too.、
So, これは
I mean, it's actually not good for、male、the image of this. So this example where this stronger male goes and saves this woman, you can really look at it the other way around. It's like, well, this guyis just a dummy. His only skills is to just kill people or punch them with violence because he doesn't know anything else.
Yeah.
And then he just runs through all these guys and he has to do all of the work and this girl's just chilling up in the tower.
Right.
And then she gets saved by him. And, you know, so it's like either way, I mean, it's not...bad just for one
そうね、gender. その性差別って結局は男性にも跳ね返ってくるというか、なんかブレッドウィナーの話とかもあるけど、男性がじゃあ全部やらなきゃいけないのかみたいなことにもなってくるし、なんか一応ここでは、まあ、以前に出てる研究とかだとやっぱりゲームの内容っていうよりも性差別に関しては家族とか環境の方が要因は大きいって言われてて、なので可能性としてそもそもそういうゲームを容認する家庭だったり環境にいる10代の子がそういうゲームをしてるとか、っていう可能性ももちろんあるんだけど、
I mean it's really everyone sort of participates I feel like into forming these stereotypes and we have certain stories that we want and rescuing a woman is a very inherent sort of biological drive.
Yeah.まあそれ自体は悪いことではないんだけどね。でもなんかさ、私そんなにゲームするわけじゃないけど、あの男性の大人のキャラクターと少女っていうのちょっと多くない、Last of Us とかバイオハザードでもあったし、なんか大人の男性が少年を助けてるのってあんまり見たことなくない？大体少女じゃない？とか大人の女性が少年を助けるとかもあんまり 組み合わせとしては見ない気もしない。
Well, the market for these alternative sort of these are like niche markets, you know? And so whenever you need to make one thing that satisfies a large number of people, inevitably the most archetypal, the most stereotypical thing is going to make the most money because it just supports the view of the most people.
だからバイオハザードみたいにさ、主人公が選べるのは好きだった。で、私は女子を絶対選ぶじゃん。女子がやりたいから。
What do you think of dudes at home in their underwear that always use female characters online and pretend to be women?
ネカマってやつ?
There's a lot, right? Isn't that such a weird phenomenon?
でもなんか現実逃避したいのであれば、究極の現実逃避じゃん、それって。性別がそもそも違うわけだから、それは意外と楽しいのかなと思う。だって女の人が男の人のふりするってそんなにさ難しくないっていうか、逆にそんな楽しくなさそうだけど、男性が女性のふりするって結構違くない？口調とかさ、なんか楽しいんじゃないと思う。
I don't feel like I'd be able to do it convincingly.
You
know, like in a chat room or something.
でも英語の方が簡単じゃない？英語はだって別にそんなに変わんないじゃん。日本語は結構違うけど、私とかさ、語尾も全然違うし、そっちの方が楽しそうだね。
It's very subtle, I think.
Yeah.
I think, I mean, that's why it's such a talent to be a novelist and be able to write convincing dialogue for someone who isn't you, who is a different gender, who has very little in common with you, you know?
そうね。だから結構男性の作家さんが書いてる本で、女性のセリフが喋り方にすごい違和感ある時とかあるじゃん、やっぱり。こんな喋り方する女性いるかなみたいな。現実に。その人の中では女性っていうのはこういうものって思ってるんだろうなっていう。
Do you think the opposite is true as well? I feel like it.
まああるかもね、それも。
It's like comedy how female comedians have trouble getting respect.
それは本当そう。
There's just certain
アメリカね、
there's these particular positions in society.Where it's like in science, I think women can get respect much more easily, you know.
But there's
more of a resume. There's a, you know, they got there somehow.
ちょうどね、サウスパークがずっとそのテーマいじってて、カートマンが彼女ができて、彼女のことずっと She's smart and funny. Girls can be smart and funny. ってずっと言うみたいな。で、いろんな人に。So are you saying she's not funny?
You can't force it, but.
そう、でも確かにそれは思う。なんか女性男性のコメディアンがあんまり面白くないこと言っても、まあそれはそれで、あ、今ちょっと面白くなかっただけだなって思ってくれるのに、女性のコメディアンが面白くないこと言うと、やっぱ女性のコメディアンってつまんないなって。
Yeah, well.24
時間つまんないみたいに言われちゃうから。
Yeah, there's so few, so that the ones that are prominent are inevitably like an example.
そう。You know? でも結構いるんだよ。あの、まあ、Whitney Cummings とかも面白いし、あの、Ali Wong とかめっちゃ好き、アジア人で、すっごい面白い。あと、なんだっけな、Celia Pacoa もかわいい。なんか可愛らしくて面白いしとか、いろいろいるんだけど、
There's still way, way, way more male comedians. And that's really the biggest factor in the quality difference. You know? When you have way more people competing, the quality is just going to be much higher.
あとやっぱりね、ハードルが低いと思う。この間びっくりしたのは、ケビン・ハートっているじゃん。彼がワンマンでめちゃくちゃでかい会場、あれどこなのか分かんないけど、でスタンドアップやって、それをうちの夫が見ようとしてたのね。で一緒に座って見てたら、何にも面白くない、あの 彼の映画は一本見たことあってすごい面白いなと思ったから、それそのスタンドアップも楽しみと思ったんだけど、始まって10分ぐらい見てて一個も笑うとこがなかったのね、
yeah.
でずっと笑うとこ探してたんだけど一箇所も来なくて、二人で途中で見るのやめたわけよ。でもさ、すごい人気だしすごい有名じゃん。
Yeah,
なんかケビン・ハートが こんな大きい会場でバームできて、それでもキャリアが終わりにならないのにそれをじゃあ例えばアリー・ウォンとかが同じことしたら多分許してくれないと思う、みんな。でそこで結構男女のダブルスタンダードがあるなと思った。
Well, everyone bombs though, you know.
Yeah, for sure. But
you
it's can like
easily for... just be in a shitty state of mind.
But I feel like male comedians get away with it much easier. It's like, oh, you know, it wasn't his day. That's it. No one's gonna say like, oh, male comedians in general are not funny. Like, no one will say that.
I think a lot of people think that Kevin Hart is not funny. I've never laughed at a Kevin Hart joke in my life. I don't hate him. I think he's hilarious
him, like,
on people's
talk.
Like when he's on Conan and stuff, I think he's hilarious.
Okay.
But his own like stand-up thing, it's just not my thing. But yeah, there's a lot of it's such a personal thing, because you can say that and I can say that, but a lot of people do think Kevin Hart is funny.
Right.
And
no,
so,
that's fine. But I'm just saying that, you know, no one generalizes male comedian and be like they're not funny,
yeah.
Whereas female comedians always get generalized and be like, mm-hmm. oh, they're not funny at all. それはかわいそうだなと思う。アリー・ウォン本当におすすめ。あのめっちゃ妊娠してる時にネットフリックスであのスタンドアップのピースをやって、
hmm.
アジア人のコメディアンってそもそも珍しいし、すごい relatable ってか面白かった。
Yeah.
次、国連が毎年恒例の世界幸福度調査結果を発表しました。ノルウェーが昨年4位からトップに躍り出て、デンマーク、アイスランド、スイス、フィンランドと北欧諸国が例年通り上位を占めました。主な調査項目は人間関係、自分の人生における自由度、社会の寛容さ、健康、政府企業の汚職、GDP などで、日本は155カ国中51位でした。日本は寿命の長さにおいて良い成績ですが、一方で社会の寛容さが極端に少なく、政府企業の汚職や人生における自由度でも伸び悩みました。幸福度を左右する要素として一番大きかったのは経済的な理由ではなく精神的健康で、これは貧しい国においても同様でした。また仕事の内容や失業率も大きな要素でした。日本も加盟している OECD は昨年、政府は国民の幸福度を中心として国の成長を再定義することを目指すと発表していますが、おとといの厚労省の発表では本気で自殺したいと考えたことがあると答えた成人が 23.6% に上り、2012年の前回調査より 0.2 ポイント増加していることが明らかになりました。年代別で見ると50代が最も多く 30.1% でした。
The UN has released its annual report on world happiness. Norway has moved up from being ranked 4th to ranked 1st. Northern European countries Denmark, Iceland, Switzerland, Finland have continued to rank among the highest. The study looks at human relations, personal freedom, societal tolerance, public health, government corruption, gross domestic product, and so on. Japan ranked 51st out of 155 countries, scoring well in healthwith long life expectancy. However, Japan society was evaluated as being intolerant with high levels of government corruption and low personal freedom. The components that most influenced the happiness rating was not economic, but rather having to do with mental health, which is at a level of undeveloped countries. Furthermore, the nature of working society and the unemployment rate were also factors.The OECD, of which Japan is a member, expressed a commitment last year to redefine the growth narrative to put people's well-being at the center of government's efforts. Despite this, the day before yesterday, a report by the Ministry of Health found that 23.6% of people in Japan have considered suicide, 0.2 points higher than in 2012. In a breakdown by age, people in their 50s made up 30.1% of the responses.
そう、まあ、high levels of government corruption まではいかないけど、伸び悩むっていう感じだったね。
It's high levels.
Well, I saw the chart. I'm talking about the report.
Okay.
そうだからまあ、OECD が目指しているところとちょっと噛み合っちゃってる感じはあるけどね。でも、そう社会の寛容さっていうところが日本は目立ってすごく少なくて、まあそれはやっぱり最近問題になってるけど、あのベビーカー問題とか、こう赤ちゃんがうるさいとかさ、まあそういうのは社会の寛容さっていう意味では少ないから。そういうとこは来てるのかな。あとまあ人生における自由度とかで言うと、例えばみんなが同じ風に受験しなきゃいけないとか、まあこの時からみんなで揃って就活しないと就職がすごい難しくなっちゃうとか、そういうのだけでも自由度っていうのはかなり狭まってるからねっていうことだと思う。
It's just the whole escalator setup and the lifetime employmentthing which still has a hold on a lot of the workforce.
そうだね。まあいい面もあるんだけどね、それも。
Well, but it doesn't help personal freedom.
It doesn't help personal freedom and it doesn't really help growth.
It really doesn't help.
As a company. But, so...ただ最近やっぱりこういう精神的健康が一番あの幸福度を左右しますっていうのは、この国連だけじゃなくていろんな研究が出てるよね。ここ数年ですごい見る気がする。
So what are the causes of considering suicide specifically?
一応東京都でだったか日本でだったかちょっと覚えてないんだけど、成人女性かなの超曖昧ごめん5人に1人か4人に1人はうつ病を発症する、一生に一度はうつ病を発症するって言われてるから、まあそういうのを考えるとそこをちゃんとケアしてないと、もちろんそういう起死燃料とかにまで達しちゃう人っていうのはいっぱい出てくるだろうなとは思うよね。
What is the relationship between depression and suicide? Is itLike, what percentage of people who commit suicide are actually... I mean, it's not a prerequisite to suicide, is it? Like, the clinical diagnosis of depression isn't a prerequisite to suicide, right? Because some people could freak out and commit suicide in the moment because something happened, or
right.
Have some kind of anxiety attack. Or...
わかんない。どうなんだろうね。まあ、そういうデータ取りようもないしね。もう死んじゃってるから。I mean, of all the people who have committed suicide, it's like and, they can't check.
Right. And there are rare neurological conditions in which people have, are compelled to commit suicide for no apparent reason, aside from their neurological condition.
Yeah. これはやっぱり政策の問題だと思うよね。やっぱりその、例えばうつ病になってで自殺したいと思っちゃう人っていうのは、そのうつ病になるまずテンデンシーがあるわけじゃない、こう仕事頑張りすぎとかちょっと真面目すぎるみたいな。そうすると基本的にうつ病になっても頑張らなくちゃとか早く復帰しなくちゃとか休んでる場合じゃないとかって思う人が多いわけで、そうするとそれがどんどん進行しちゃって悪化しちゃうから、なんかもうちょっとその企業とか政府がそこをケアしてあげ、なんかそこも結局社会の寛容さにつながるんだけどね。だから妊娠したら迷惑とか、うつ病になったら迷惑とか、そういうなんとなくのなんか雰囲気があるから、あの休めなかったりっていうことになるわけだから。
Well, in this society, if you're told that you're 迷惑 and you feel like you can't really do something about it or it's a recurring themethe way that it makes some people feel is that they don't want to be here.
Yeah, so
you know, and we know that these things make people feel like they don't want to be here. And Japan is among the worst when it comes to suicide and societal expectations, and there's just not a whole lot of flexibility in the system for people to be whoever they happen to be for whatever reason.
まあずっと言われてるようにやっぱりこう村社会だから、例えばそのトップの北欧諸国とじゃあ何がそういう意味では何が違うかっていうと、あのまあノルウェーとかデンマークっていうのはすごいあの個人の自由を尊重する、人権をすごく尊重するっていうところがあるじゃん、だからその別に周りから迷惑って思われようがなんだろうが、それはあんまり、まあ、迷惑なことをしていいっていう意味じゃなくて、その自分の権利は自分の権利としてきちんと守られてるっていう、だからそのうつ病になったら休む権利があるわけで、でそうなって診断書も出たら例えば傷病手当をもらう権利もあり、でそれをその権利を行使しても別に誰も何も責めたりしないみたいな雰囲気はあると、それがあるとないとではやっぱり違うよね、その病気の人をさらに追い詰めてしまうのか、あのそうじゃないのかっていう、
and the taboo nature of it makes it, I think, makes people reluctant to admit things or seek help. But when you, I mean, according to this report, nearly a fourth of everybody has had these sentiments at some point in their life. So it's fairly normal. And if you seek help, I think, you know, people can get through this kind of stuff. When I feel down, it's like, it's really our cities that are the worst. If you look at the world, it's the really developed, the wealthiest areas, the fakest realities where people are suffering.
Yeah.
And nature, if you go into nature, you can see that this planet is truly beautiful without anything else.
Yeah. そうね。
Like if you watch Planet Earth 2.
Yeah. そうだね。
Like seriously, because we just get beat down in our cities. We get beat down. It's like smoggy and it's noisy and there's construction and you have bosses telling you shit and people are complaining about stuff and you have obligations.
なんかそのタブーっていう面では今ネットもあるし、ちょっとずつは良くなってるのかなと思うけどね。そのうつ病は甘えだとか、なんかそういうのって若い子たちはさすがに思ってない、なんかそういう偏見はないんじゃないかなっていう期待は、実際どうなのか分かんないけど、そんな若い人と喋る機会がないから。でもあのネットで調べれば情報も出てくるわけだから、その固定観念みたいなものをずっとおじいちゃんになるまでおばあちゃんになるまで持ち続けるっていうことはあんまりないんじゃないかなと思うけどね。
I really wish there was also more research into treatment for depression, specifically depression and PTSD. The most effective things that we've found so far appear to be psilocybin and other psychoactive compounds.
Yeah.
And they've had a success rate in their admittedly limited trials up until this point, but a success rate above 50%, which blows away all the traditional prescription medications. And it's a completely natural thing. It's just in nature. And the idea that there's a potential solution for this that is natural and non-toxic and it is illegal and can't even be used in a medical or clinical setting is absurd. And worse than that, they won't even let people research this stuff.
Yeah.
They won't even let people do research to find out how we can actually help people, because you can't patent nature. It's all this, you know, big pharma has been a huge part of this problem. And the stuff that they prescribe to people, generally it does not work. It has a tendency to increase impulsivity, which can actually make you at greater risk of suicide, depending on your condition. The solutions that are currently available are not good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I hope the government just realizes this it's and crazy. Just do well, something about
people
it.
People should not accept this anymore. It is absurd.
そうなんだよね。
Yeah. 次。New research has found that spiders consume between 400 and 800 million tons of insects and other bug-sized invertebrates per year, playing a significant role in balancing their population. For comparison, whales consume between 280 and 500 million tons of seafood, and humans consume 400 tons of meat and fish. They estimate that there are approximately 25 million metric tons of spiders on planet Earth, with most of them inhabiting forests, grasslands, and shrublands. The research was conducted by researchers at University of Basel, Lund University, and Brandenburg University of Technology, and was published in the journal Science of Nature.
学会誌 Science of Nature に掲載されたバーゼル大学、ルンド大学、ブランデンブルク工科大学の共同調査で、生き物のクモは合計で1年間に4億から8億トンもの昆虫や無脊椎動物を食べており、昆虫などの個体数のバランスをとっている大きな要因であることが分かりました。地球上のクモの重さを全部合わせると、合計で2500万トンになると見積もられており、そのほとんどが森や草原、干木地で暮らしています。雲を全部合わせると合計で2500万トンっていうのを見て人間はどうなんだろうと思って調べたら合計で3億1600万トンだって、
うん、
傘が大きすぎて言われてもねって感じなんだけどわ
かんない Can you imagine that many spiders?
No. No.
Imagine 500 spiders.
Oh wait, you added one sentence. 何クジラは280だから、うん、2億8000から5億トンの魚を食べてる。
Right. Whales, humans, and spiders consume roughly the same amounts of material.
そっか。人間が食べる魚と肉の量と、まあ、全部のクモが食べてる、昆虫の量だったら重さとしては同じくらいってことか。
Right.
すごいね。
Spiders do consumeThe estimate for spiders is higher, with up to 800 million tons of insects. It's more.
あ、本当だ、確かに。
It's
二倍の可能性もある。
It's less certain than our number for humans.
まあまあ、それはしょうがないよね。
Yeah, I was looking into some spiders because I don't really know that much about spiders. But,
私も。
Have you ever held a spider or?
ちっちゃいのだったらあるよ家に実家にいるような本当こんなちっちゃい
Jumping spider、
うん、なんか何も脅威に感じないレベル、mm. でも大きいタランチュラみたいなさやつはない、
mm. When I was 8 I caught a wolf spider
The fluffy one?
Big fluffy one They、mm. like live under rocks
Okay、
They're all across the、
え飼ってたってこと?
Well, I put it in a container with my pet praying mantis, and the praying mantis cut the spider's head off.
Oh my god, ひどい。
But that's what I wanted to see, like who would win, because I was.
でも食べるの?
No, it was. I don't know. It was weird. I don't really understand. Maybe it was like a mating thing. I don't really. Mm. I thought the spider was gonna win, because、yeah. it was like bigger. But I was looking into some spiders.Because we don't really see spiders that much, yeah, in Tokyo.
Yeah. まあね、あまあね、でも東京はないけど、でもちょっと外に行くとさ、結構大きめのやついない？あの、
oh、
蜘蛛の巣に。
When I was volunteering in not Ishinomaki. Where was it? I forget where it was. Kobuchihama.In Kobuchihama, they have these spiders in the forest where the shell, the back of the spider is a metal skull. It looks like a human skull made out of metal.
Huh.
And I couldn't believe it. And I kept looking at it. I was like, there's no way this looks like this. Like, wow. What is this?
すごいね.
I can't believe that this spider looks like this. Anyways, I was looking up some spiders. There's a spider called Ogre Face. And okay. It really, its face is really ogre.
どういうこと?
It's...
フェイスっていうのはその背中がってこと背中の模様がってことそれとも本人の顔がってこと、
うん、本人の、
はあ、
The ogre face's face is completely an ogre face. It's crazy. These spiders are so small, but they take these really high definition photos of their faces.
あ、いやいや、そうだね。
The way they're made just looks so flawless. They're just machines.
そうだね、really、なんか昔は結構クモ苦手で足いっぱい生えてるし、
うん、
なんかうわ嫌だと思ったんだけど大人になるにつれてなんかデザインがすごいなと思ってきて、
うん、
すごい精巧だしいろんな色があるしよくよく見るとすごいんだよね
they're really incredible so when I was looking up researching spiders like I just couldn't believe how crazyand how intelligent some of these spiders are. Their strategies and their behaviors is just incredible. So this ogre face spider makes a little net, like a fishing net type thing.
Okay.
And he holds it in four hands and he walks around and he'll try to get above prey, like hanging from a leaf or something. And a bug will crawl across the forest floor and this ogre face will just extend four of its arms at once and just catch it with this net and then it collects it and carries it with the net back to his crib. Yeah, and if it doesn't find anyone, sometimes it just puts the net like it just hangs the net on like a branch so he can like use it later.
Storage ってこと?
Yeah.
Wow.
Next.
すごいね。
There's a silk henge spider. Okay.And fairly recently, I don't remember what year it was, but someone discovered this teepee-looking thing.
Okay.
This little white teepee, like 4 centimeters tall or something.
Okay.
And then, like 3 centimeters out from that was a fence, a little white fence.
Okay.
And the fence has like...It's such a proper little fence. It has little posts and it has silk going between the posts and it protects that little teepee thing.
Okay.
So somebody found this and posted it on the internet and people were like, what the hell is this thing?
Hmm.
And some researchers figured out that it was a spider that had built this thing. It looks like stone. It looks like Stonehenge.
え、そのテーピーの中に暮らしてるってこと?
No, so it turns out that there's inside of that teepee, there's one egg.
Oh.
Only one. And spiders usually lay a bunch of eggs.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the silk henge spider, instead of laying a bunch of eggs that are unprotected, it builds this teepee, puts the egg inside, builds a defensive fence around the teepee.
Oh, wow.
And anyone who tries to attack the teepee...I don't know why I keep saying TV. It just looks like that. But they get caught up in the fence.
え、じゃあ卵1個しか産まないってこと?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really weird.
That's so cool.
And there's maybe you know about this one, but there's a cartwheel spider. So in the desert.
Why would I know?
This spider does cartwheels to travel. So,
そういうこと?
Because the speed of a spider is kind of limited.
Okay.
Unless it can use... So there's like... If there's a strong breeze, the spider can like... It shapes its body like a tumbleweed. And it just starts doing a...
Oh like cartwheels. God.
I think they can do backhand springs and cartwheels.
かわいいんだけど。
And... They're really fast because it's just it's
まあそうだよね、cartwheeling. 転がってるんだもんね。
Yeah, can you?
How big are they? They're tiny.
They're like a medium size.
Okay.
Spider. They're kind of big.
Hmm.
It what is it? Maybe like, I don't know, 10, 15 centimeter range.
Okay.
But it's just rolling across the ground at
wow.
super high speed.
すごいね。
Yeah.
なんか最近やっぱりさ、そのメディアが与えるメディアとか文化が与える動物のイメージのせいでさ、悪いイメージ持たれてるやついるじゃん。クモとかもさ、やっぱりハロウィンの時とかになんかちょっとポジティブなイメージではないじゃん。
It's kind of a pest and they just come down from the ceiling and land on your head.
だいたい真っ黒なやつしか注目されないし、
well, that's the black widow that has been really popularized.
それで言うとさ、コウモリとかも実はすごい可愛いやつもあるのに、本当猫レベルの可愛いのもいるのに、
But we can like the あんま可愛くないやつ too.
そうね、そうそう。
As long as they do something dope, like cartwheels.
そうだね。Yeah.
There's also a water spider. And the water spider creates a little scuba tank out of silk.
What?
And dives under the water.
え?
And it can stay down there for half a day.
Huh?
Without breathing.
超すごいじゃん。
And they just live under the surface of the water.And they do this because a lot of the predators they had are above the surface of the water, right?
Yeah.
So these spiders just decided to live underneath the water.
Oh my god.
So when you look at them, they have this air bubble attached to their body. It's like stuck to the silk tank.
すごいね。え、その中に口を突っ込んでるってこと？
I think they breathe through their body, so they don't even have to. They only go up to the surface to get the bubble, and then they carry the bubble down.
What? すごいね。
Yeah.
なんか
there's so many. There's like weird. There's like
人間しょぼく思えてくるんだけど。
There's a peacock spider that has really brilliant colors, and it has like a weird thing that pops up, and it's iridescent, so it looks different depending on like the angles, and it looks really crazy.
Yeah.
And then two of its arms are like these weird dancing antennas, and so it coordinates it's not a tail, but whatever that shiny thing is on its back, and then its front arms, and it looks like it's like on an airport runway, like
right,
bringing
right.
a plane in or something, but it does this weird dance.
Okay.
So the social mating behaviors among spiders, even really, really small spiders, because the peacock spider is only like 4 millimeters across or something. It's really small. But if you look at it with a magnifying glass, it looks amazing. You know, it's funny because it's so...
人間から見るとちっちゃいからね。
It's so iridescent and so colorful, and it's waving its arms and it's like dancing and doing all this stuff. But nobody can fucking see because it's like, it's only like 4 millimeters across.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
すごいね。なんか大人になってくると全部の動物が可愛く思えてくるよね。わかる？なんか共感力が高まりすぎて。
Yeah.
なんか
well, all life forms kind of do the same stuff, you know, the courtship behavior.
Yeah.
We do cartwheels and spiders do cartwheels and
yeah.
we scuba and they scuba and
yeah,
we built Stonehenge and they built Silkhenge.
And
we have ogre faces too.
Yeah. What? 急に失礼なこと言う。
One thing that was really interesting is thinking about the total weight of all these creatures on Earth, right? There's something called nematodes. Do you know what nematodes are?
No.
80% of the creatures on planet Earth are nematodes.
Okay. What does that mean?
Well, a nematode is a very specific kind of animal. Although there are, I think, estimated to be 1 million different species of nematode.
Germs みたいなこと?
They're not germs, but nematodes are like roundworms and parasites and just weird, those little, those things.
What is that in Japanese? Senchu. Okay.
There's estimated to be on the surface of this planet, or if you break it down by surface area, 1 million nematodes per square meter. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And there's so many nematodes on Earth that if everything in the universe disappeared except for nematodes, you would still see all of the rivers, mountains, cities, everything. You would just see a weird 3D outline of everything on Earth. Because the nematodes are just embedded in the surface of this planet. And I think there's nematodes deep underground as well. They're just everywhere.
Wow.
80% of everything on Earth is a fucking nematode.
なんかさ、
What?
地球上にで人間がドミナントと思ってるじゃん。
いや。
全然そんなことないね。
Well, it's always.
数で言うとめっちゃ負けてるじゃんだって。
It's always symbiosis. I think everything on some level is a a coordinated and cooperative yeah. effort on this planet.
だって 80% だよ。
Yeah.
That's like okay. This is a planet of nematode.
Right.
Literally.
But see, they fall into the class of animals. But if we counted bacteria or something, then think about what the numbers become. So there's kind of a weird sense of how many of what organism. It's.
でも数で言ったらだから。
We don't count small things.
バクテリアと線虫の惑星だよね。エイリアンから見たら。
Right.
数で見たらさ、全然人間なんてへでもなくて、ああ、mm. ここは線虫がいる惑星ね、みたいな感じになるじゃん。That's so weird.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
すごいな。
次。New startup Wright Electric, WRIGHT, is developing a zero-emissions electric passenger aircraft capable of transporting 150 people. Across distances under 500 kilometers. The aircraft would be competing with the narrow-body Boeing 737 and Airbus A320 aircraft for a large market, as 30% of all flights are under 500 kilometers. The startup will be working with British airline EasyJet to help realize the project.
スタートアップの Wright Electric 社が二酸化炭素を排出しない電気航空機を開発しています。この電気航空機は500キロの飛行距離で150人を運ぶことができます。現在飛んでいるフライト全体の 30% において飛行距離が500キロ以内であるため、ボーイング737やエアバス A320 と競合可能です。今後、イギリスの LCC、EasyJet と共同でプロジェクトを進めることが決まっています。すごいね。電気飛行機。
There has been research on electric aircraft for some time.
Hmm.
NASA ran a research program on electric aircraft, and there are, I forget the company, but there's Cessna-type electric aircraft that can transport, you know, two or three people that I believe you can buy. But...
Hmm.
As far as passenger aircraft, this is probably the most concrete plan for one at the moment.
すごいね。737と A380 で競合できますってなると強いよね。
The advantages of an electric aircraft is it would be much quieter.
そうだね、確かにね。
And it would...
だっていつもあの空港建設するときとかにやっぱりすごく大変じゃん。近隣の住民の騒音とか、まあ、公害あの空気が汚くなっちゃうとか、まあ、とにかく一番はやっぱりうるさいっていうところで、
right.
その滑走路を追加できなかったりするわけじゃん、mm. それを考えると確かに電気航空機であれば静かだもんね。
There's huge benefits for electric aircraft. the maintenance cost would be much, much, much less with electric motors.
しかもサーチャージとかないじゃんね。
Yeah, they're, I mean, I don't know what kind of charges. They may have additional charges for weight, because weight becomes a greater consideration.
確かに。
But with an electric aircraft, it would be much safer, I think, just because electric motors are so much more reliable. And crashing would probably be safer. Airplanes explode.
確かに。
Those wings are filled with fuel.
そっか。
So, so they explode.
そっか。爆発は防げる。
So in the long term, I would definitely bet on electric aircraft to win, just because the running costs are so much less.
Yeah.
And the maintenance costs are less. And when it's safer, that helps too.
Yeah.
The only challenge is from a technological standpoint. Currently, the batteries are simply too heavy to make this plane work. Because right now we're at about the 250 watt hours per kilogram level with battery storage.
Okay.
That's energy density. And Elon Musk estimates that it would need to go up to 400 watt hours per kilogram to make electric aircraft really feasible. But
それができるまでにどれぐらい時間がかかるみたいなこと言ってる？
Well, nobody can really predict battery technology and how it will progress. But if you look at a chart, and you look at the energy density in like 2005, 2010, and then the energy density now, I think you could pretty safely project the energy density to hit 400 watt hours per kilogram by 2030.
Okay.
And possibly sooner. Because there's a lot of fields that are sort of cross-communicating now that weren't before, and that increases the likelihood for a breakthrough.
なんか結構これ記事見てるとステルスからステルスだったけどバッと出てきましたみたいな。だそこまで注目されてる会社じゃなかったってこと？それかメディアにそんなに喋ってなかったっていうだけかな。
Well, I don't think they want to make their plans known too early because there could be forces that would sabotage them in
the
business world. Boeing and these other, you know, Airbus are big companies. And they basically run all of it at this point.
でもすごいね、これできたら。
ま
あしかもこれ EasyJet は LCC だから、その例えば重さに制限がありますとかだとしても、もともとLCC って別料金取ってるじゃん。結局重さに関しては、とかまあ普通にチェックインするもの一個でもあったら追加料金とか、元からそうやってやってるから特に困らなそう。
Right. With the weight consideration with this aircraft, in engineering it, it might be possible to build this aircraft with a lower energy density in the batteries.If you can make the components of the aircraft itself much lighter, or get rid of some of the components of the aircraft,
right.
Elon suggested getting rid of the tail fin and like rudders and stuff, and simply gimballing the fan. So you would have electric fans. It's seriously just an electric fan.
Okay.
It just turns and blows air.
Okay.
But those would be gimballed, so that they can sort of rotate freely. And change the trajectory of the aircraft that way. Because right now, the engines don't move, and you have basically a rudder, various rudders to control the aircraft. But if you just turn the fans, then you have a lot more control.
Right.
It's kind of a similar technology to rockets. I think that's why Elon was thinking that way, because... certain rocket engines, they can move around like that.
This is so exciting.
If they said that if the energy density of the batteries doesn't reach that level that they want, soon enough, then in the meantime, they may produce a hybrid jet. So it would still be an electric plane.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that instead of charging just batteries, there would be a gasoline-powered generator on board to charge the batteries, which would still be a huge improvement.
Yeah, ハイブリッドだとしても今だってハイブリッドじゃないわけだからね。あの急に電気にできなかったとしてもね。
次。According to an environmental report called Boom and Bust 2017, produced by Greenpeace, Sierra Club, and Coal Swarm, pursuit of coal-fired power generation has fallen dramatically worldwide, a change from what appeared to be a growing coal power trend in the last decade. The report stated that coal-fired power plant construction decreased by 62% in 2016. Canada, the Netherlands, Austria, and Finland have now pledged to phase out coal by 2030, making investments in alternative energy to make up the difference. France intends to eliminate coal by 2023, and Germany intends to follow by 2050. The United States currently produces 33% of its energy from coal, and that is expected to increase under the Trump administration's pro-fossil fuel policies. Additionally, Japan has announced plans to build 45 new coal plants within the next decade.
グリーンピース、シエラクラブ、コールスウォームが共同で発表した環境報告書 Boom and Bust 2017によると、世界中で石炭火力発電所の建設が大幅に減少していることが分かりました。過去10年間増加していましたが、ここに来て変化が見られ、昨年は石炭火力発電所の建設件数が 62% 減少していました。カナダ、オランダ、オーストリア、フィンランドは石炭の使用を2030年までに停止し、代わりに代替エネルギーに投資すると発表しているほか、フランスは2023年、ドイツは2050年までに石炭をやめると発表しています。アメリカは現在電力の 33% を石炭で賄っており、化石燃料の利用を推進しているトランプ大統領の下でさらに増加する見通しです。また日本政府も今後10年の間に新しく45箇所で石炭火力発電所を建設すると発表しています。
Yay.
Yay. 62% 減少はすごいね。ただ自分の国がここに来て逆の方向に行ってるっていうのは日本人としては悲しいことだけども。
Right. Well, it's 62% in constructions of new plants.Part of the reason for that is because
it's already made.
They already finished. Yeah. Because China finished building a bunch of those. And, yeah, but it is a relief that they're not still building more.
Right.
I mean, aside from Japan.
そうだね。
Japan is in a somewhat unique circumstance with its nuclear situation, which...has been completely mishandled.
Yeah.
So that, yeah, that partly explains what's going on here, although it doesn't really make sense to invest that much money in obsolete technology.
それはずっと言われてるよね。その10年の間に建てるってことは、まあ2020年とかに建て終わりますとかになるわけじゃん、まあ、2020年30年とかでそこから何十年間と使わないと元が取れないわけで、じゃあそこから2040年50年60年70年2060年とかになった時に、じゃあ石炭火力なんか使ってんのかって言ったらそんなことないわけで、絶対に元は取れないっていうふうに言われてる中で45箇所も建てる、しかも結構東京に近いところにも建てる予定があって、そこでの健康被害とかも度外視してるって言われてて、さらに日本って昨日記事見て知ったんだけど、その規模が小さければなんか一定の規模以下の火力石炭火力発電所であれば環境アセスメントをやる必要がないんだって。すごくない?
Well,
でこれまでだから
if it's coal, the assessment is that it's not helping.
そうなんだけど、その、そもそも環境アセスメントが義務化されてないっていうことが驚きだし、で政府がそれじゃちょっとさすがにやばいなって言って、自主的にその環境アセスメントをするように呼びかけるみたいなこと書いてあって、
うん、
あのそんなこと言ってる場合かと思ってちょっと驚いたし、まあ、アメリカも化石燃料の利用を推進している大統領なんていう言葉自体を2017年に言うことになると思わないよこっちは。
It's crazy.
本当に何やってんだかね。
A report in 2015 by the IMF、estimated that fossil fuels are being subsidized to the tune of $5.3 trillion per year.And that is based on a carbon cost assessment of $42. The favors that government has been doing the fossil fuel industry, not just in Japan, but in other... the reason why it's these developed countries is because they're the most corrupt in this way. Corporations have a lot of power.
Yeah.
And I mean, $5.3 trillion is just, that is an unbelievable amount of money. But if you really think about, I mean, we've seen these other studies on not just climate change, but local pollution of the air and the impact that it has on public health and whatnot. And that hasn't even been factored into the market whatsoever. Yeah. And anyone who has taken a basic economics class knows that that is a market externality.
なんかその金融の人がそれを度外視してもいいのはまだわかるんだけど、政府としてその例えばこの日本の45箇所であの健康被害がこれぐらい出て何万人がこれによって、まあ、死ぬでしょうとか病気になるでしょうっていう数字は出してくれてるわけじゃん、いろんな団体が。で結局それは保険料となって、保険料と労働力の低下っていうことで国に跳ね返ってくるわけだから、その政府としても確実にいいことではないんだけど、多分目先のことだけに目が向いてるんだと思うけどさ、そのもちろん環境のためにあのやめた方がいいとか、お金のためにも元取れないからやめた方がいいとかいろいろあるけど、それプラスその私は日本人だから思うのかもしれない、ま英語喋れる日本人だからもう余計思うのかもしれないけど、その国際社会の中での日本のポジショニングっていう意味で、こう日本の政府がどこに日本を置きたいのかっていうのがちょっと疑問っていうのがあるんだよね。
Toyota runs this government. I mean, that might be an overstatement, but their influence is obvious.
Yeah.
And the collusion between Toyota and the Japanese government is just flagrantly、
ね、
obvious.
ずっと車がね、日本は車の産業が国策として推してきたから、mm-hmm. ものすごくあの車の会社と政府の距離が近いっていうのはあるんだけど、
It's way worse than that. It's way worse. It's
先週そのさ、あの、
mm.
電気ので走るバスにすればいいのにねって言ったら、誰かがいや、あのハイドロジェンカー、トヨタがあのバスを やることになってますって言ってきて、
You know how stupid hydrogen is?
It's like
it's unbelievably stupid.
But it's like I'm not surprised. Unfortunately, it's like
are people
of
here like aren't there some people in this country with an engineering background that can really take a look at this hydrogen thing and do the math and figure out that it doesn't make any sense whatsoever. First of all, the source.
普通にネットで調べればもう書いてあるわけじゃん。その散々じゃ電気自動車対水素っていうのは言われてきてるからね。
Do you remember we talked about the Toyota Mirai once when it came out? Maybe like 4 years ago or something. And I said that it was dumb and it would fail.
Yeah.
And then it has since been shown at these car shows, and I went and saw it in person. It's dumb and it will fail. The amount of money that the Japanese government has put behind this hydrogen program is absolutely unbelievable. Every single Toyota Mirai is subsidized over $20,000, and that's just the car. That's off the price of the car. So that doesn't even take into account the fact that the Japanese government is paying 50% for all infrastructure costs related to this. It is unbelievable.
エネルギー、あの昔そのビデオがさ、 なんだっけほらベータか何かかみたいな。いや、だって2つ技術があってどっちにかけるかってなった時にそのかけ先を間違えてる。でそれに早く気づいてさっさとそれをやめた方がいいんだけど、多分サンクコストみたいな感じなのか、それもあるし癒着もあるしとか、まあいろんな。
It's just the fossil fuel industry here. They have methane hydrates. They have resources. They want energy independence and they want to use.
いやだからその業界がそう思うのは当たり前じゃん。だから政府として。
There's no separation there.
それがさなんか。そうだからその政府のためにもならないじゃん。だってお金が無駄になってるわけだから。
The quantitative easing is the same shenanigans.
いやなんかすごいお金余ってる国だったらは余ってて若い人が大量にいてこれから労働力も増えますみたいな。だ人口比率でいうとカンボジアみたいな国なんだったらまださそこで癒着があってちょっと無駄にして、まあ自分の利権さえあればいいやって思うな。わかるんだけどそんなことでもないじゃん。 なんか GDP も低迷してます、人口も減ってて少子高齢化でイノベーションもなかなか起きないしスタートアップにも優しくないし、
well, right,
とかさ
it's important for people to understand、to just look at the reality of the plan that Toyota and the government has、
yeah.
whether it makes sense and how much is being invested into itI mean, it really doesn't make any sense. We can't get hydrogen right now. The only sources are、methane hydrates, and the extraction technology for that is not well developed.
Right.
And other than that, I mean, we really just have electrolysis, which is completely inefficient and doesn't make any sense,、and steam reforming.、
Yeah.
But steam reformers use...natural gas. It's、yeah. fossil fuels. So the only way that the fossil fuel companies can stay in the loop is convincing the infrastructure to keep them in the loop with、
right.
steam reformers and methane hydrates and whatnot. And if you... And just hydrogen itself. So the Hindenburg, even in Fukushima, those explosions were hydrogen explosions.Because in the containment vessel, you have a well of water, and in、
yeah.
the well of water are nuclear fuel rods with zirconium claddings. And when you don't circulate the water, they overheat, oxidize with the water. You get 4 hydrogen atoms come off of that.
Yeah.
And then, the volatility, the explosiveness of hydrogen...is like 14
yeah, yeah, yeah.
times greater than it is for gas. So
だからやっぱりなんかすごい悪いサイクルがあって、その政府のトヨタ推しはまあもうずっとあるわけじゃん。でそこでじゃあ安倍さんもはっきりその水素を推していきますってずっと言っていて、でトヨタとも一緒にやりましょう、で今度じゃあ飛ばすとかバスもその水素にしましょう。
It's gotta die.
でネット見るともうそのもう情報はあるんだけど、電気自動車と水素じゃ本当はどっちがいいのかっていう話とかね、見たらもうすぐ誰でもわかるけど、じゃあそれをテレビとかでやるかっていうとやんないわけじゃん。トヨタ大きい会社だしスポンサーだし言えない。でみんなの中でトヨタなんてさこんな大きい会社だしいい会社と思ってるから。い
や、Toyota's been a greatcompany and a real pride of this country and has done really great things and made great cars and supported a lot of really positive things, but we have to be honest about what this thing is and、
yeah.
it's absolutely crazy.
そうなんだよね。
and I haven't seen anything about this like、
yeah.
in the media.
だからやっぱりそういう面でも
200万 per car subsidy、
yeah.
plus 50% of all infrastructure. Can you imagine if that went into like education or healthcare or anything else?
Yeah, yeah.
Why are we helping rich douchebags buy a car that costs 700 万 and is a terrible car, and the car comes with 2 highly pressurized hydrogen bombs in、
yeah.
it? It、
yeah.
doesn't make any sense.
そうだから補助金だからね、本当にみんなの税金でその一部の企業の利権を支えてしまっていて、それはもう政府の決断のせいだから。
just in principle, the government should not interfere with this sort of thing. You should let the market dynamics work themselves out. That means don't do subsidies. That means control externalities and get out of the way. It's the same problem with Trump. だからここでさ、本
当はメディアが仕事するべきなんだよね。だからそのみんなが気づいてないじゃん。だからしれっとできるわけじゃん。企業と政府なんてさ、もちろんメディアが黙っててくれれば誰にもバレず、そんなみんながみんなさ、じゃあしかも高齢化が進んでる中で水素って実際どうなんだろうって調べる人がどれだけいるのかっていう話でね、自主的に、うん、だここで本当はメディアが仕事しなくちゃいけないわけじゃん。そこに疑問を呈して、あれちょっと待って、なんで世界は電気自動車を推してるのに日本だけ安倍さんとトヨタでこんなに水素を推してるんだっけっていうところを疑問を呈さなくちゃいけない、うん、そこで国民も気づいて、あ、確かになんでなんだろう、それはなんでこんなに補助金出してんだっけ、なんでそこに税金、right. 私たちの税金使ってるんだっけって、でそれが実際に国民のためになってるんだろうかっていうところにつながっていくけど、
We don't want our money to be used on bullshit like this.
Yeah, of course.
Just let the market work properly.
本当だよ。しかもこんなにさ、なんていうの、経済が低迷してる時にバブルとかならまだしもさ、みんな別に頑張って働いてさ、そこまでなんかお金に余裕があるわけでもなくて、じゃあ共働きかとか、じゃあシングルマザーの貧困がどうのとか言ってるのにさ、なんかね、
We need a 200万 subsidy
for people to buy some bullshit. 本当メディア仕事してほしいよね。
It's like worse than gasoline cars.
Yeah.
It's crazy.And all this construction of, like, we really want all these hydrogen fueling stations everywhere, and we want huge trucks filled with pressurized hydrogen driving around the country. Really?
Yeah.
And I don't know. The thing that bothers me the most, well, the government interference in the market like this bothers me because it has really disadvantaged legitimate solutions for transportation. But the marketing of Toyota is just a lie.
Yeah.
This whole, like, you know, the environment and the future and it's clean and no emissions, and it's just a lie because we can't get hydrogen without using natural gas right now. Unless we use electrolysis, but electrolysis would be a huge waste of energy versus electric.
私は基本的にソーシャルリベラルとかエコノミーリベラルっていう考え方が好きだけど、環境に関してはもう介入していかなくちゃいけないと思ってるのね、政府が。
You don't find these situations unless the government is interfering, because like in the United States right now, the reason why Trump has those policies that he does against climate change is because he's prioritizing jobs and he's trying to get more jobs. But anytime you have the government involved in making jobs, then you're having the government decide what needs to be done. It's not being dictated by the market.
Yeah.
So despite all of his rhetoric about free market and capitalism, he's going out there and completely distorting the market with these policies. It's completely hypocritical. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It'll be all right.
So, I don't know.
Hey, they're sending...
Like, 減ってるのは本当に良かったね。よかった、増えてないだけでもよかったけどさ、そのやっぱりその税金の使い方もそうだし、日本が変なところにかけに行く、その癒着が変なところにかけに行くのも嫌だし、その国際社会の中のポジショニングっていうところも嫌だしね、なんかこうやって頑張ってる国から見ると日本何やってんだって思うのはもちろん当然なわけで、先週の話にもつながってくるけどね、そのみんなからするとこういう国があるからなかなか良くならないんじゃんっていう、それみんな何かを一応犠牲にして頑張ってるわけだからさ。
This is why they have anger rooms now.
What's an anger room?
You don't know about anger rooms?
No.
So there's...
Should I go there? I need to go there.
There's a new business now that's like popular called anger rooms.
どこの話？アメリカ？
I think it started in America, but I think they have them in a bunch of places now. And people pay like between like $40 and $100, depending on how much stuff you want to destroy, to go into a fake office. It's like an office. It's seriously like an office room, and then you can choose like whether you want like an axe or like a bat.
バットがいい、バット。
Yeah, most.
え、バットでオフィスめちゃくちゃにしていいってこと?
I think the bat is pretty popular, but.
なんかさ、やっぱガラス行きたいよね。
No, everyone goes straight for the computer.
やっぱ、うん、そうだね。
Smash keyboards.
私多分ガラスが最初で次にパソコンかな。
うん。
そのなんか家具とかはさ別にどうでもいいじゃん。やっぱその壊れちゃやばいものを壊したいよね。
Yeah. Isn't that genius? This.
うん。あと車とかもやりたい。
車
をバットでボコボコにするみたいな。
That's a popular. I think that's because of like Street Fighter.Oh. You know in Street Fighter you have to beat up a car and
No.
Oh.
え、なにゲームの?
Yeah, in Street Fighter you like you race and you have to beat up a car before the other person can beat up their car.
What?
But for some reason like cars are something that people take their anger out on especially in France.
Oh yeah, そうだね。
But yeah,
these San Francisco とかもあったじゃん。Car flipping.
Only smart cars.
Yeah.
but These anger rooms, yeah, you can rent it out. Apparently, most customers are like pairs of girls. Like two girls go together. That's the most common.
でもそう、そうだね。一人でやっても楽しくないもんね。
And they're almost all Democrats. It's kind of hilarious.
Oh, poor Democrats.
yeah. And because it got really popular around the election.Because right, people were just like having a freak out.
They're
like, fuck this shit. Hey, let's go rent out an anger room and like, destroy shit.
このだってあのワールドハピネスレポートでもアメリカについて特別にあの、まあ、アフリカもあったかな。アフリカと諸国とアメリカについて特別のセクションが設けられていて、まあ、要はみんなのハピネスが下がってるからトランプ大統領が勝つわけじゃん。勝ったんだけどトランプ大統領が勝ったことによってハピネスがさらに下がる人もいっぱいいるから、うん、もうダブルアンハピネスみたいな、
yeah.
それやりたいな。確かに友達と2人ぐらいで行きたいね。しかも女子2人っていうのがいいよね。
Well one of the people that runs an anger room said that girls usually come in pairsAnd one of them usually has a picture of their ex-boyfriend. And that's like the most common customers that they have.
ストレス溜まってんだね。
Yeah.
みんな。
It's in, I mean, there, guys do go there as well. But yeah. usually guys go by themselves. And usually they're middle-aged. Whereas girls that go are younger.
結構リアルだ。
Girls that go are like younger. There's like middle-aged guys that like,
そっちの方がリアルだね。なんか悲しい気持ちになる。なんかちょっとかわいそうっていうか、女子はなんかもうネタみたいなさ、なんかこう、
yeah.
例えば彼氏に振られた子がいてちょっと慰めるつもりでさ、no, あそこ行こうよとかになるけど。
I saw a video where they interviewed some people that had tried it、
okay.
and they interviewed these girls and they interviewed some guy that was just there to like mess around and the last person that they interviewed was this white guy who was like in his 30s and he was really serious、
okay.
and he was just they interviewed he's like wearing a white collared shirt or something it's like kind of messed up and he's like no it's really effective I might come here and do this again like he was saying something like that but it was、oh. like this was like real for this guy
he's like, taking it seriously
he took out some real shit on、
wow.
that
step, I remember、so. Do you remember that movie with likeThis guy, I don't know his name, but with Angelina Jolie. And the first scene is like this guy's at work. Probably one of the first scenes. He's at work and he's been bullied or like, I don't know, he's not happy. And he just like smashes the keyboard. Like on someone's face, like his boss's face or something. And then the buttons like, I don't know, like...Tobideru, and then the word says fuck you or something. Like, do you remember that movie?
Isn't that Fight Club? And isn't no. Angelina Jolie not in that movie?
No, it's not Fight Club.
Because Fight Club had kind of a similar scene, no?
It's like, and then this guy turns out to be special, of course, and then he has to like fight and everything. Like, he needs to be trained and by Morgan Freeman, I guess? I don't know.
Wait, he's in Special Forces?
This like strange group, like assassins or something like.
Morgan Freeman is in Special Forces.
Not Special Forces, but like this strange group. I don't know. Maybe it was. I don't know.
Well, in terms of like fuck this workplace movies,
そうそう、
Fight Club has got to be number one.
Yeah.
And it ends with like taking down the financials, like banking.
Yeah,
like it's
yeah,
just
yeah.
like it's a perfect. The whole narrative of he's in his office and he develops this split personality from his work stress.
Yeah.
This like alter ego of like I'm not doing this shit yeah. anymore.
あと Mr. Robot ね のシーズン1。シーズン2はね、ちょっとあんま面白くないけど。
I haven't seen that yet.
え、すごいね。多分、うちらが話してる感じの anti, like, fuck the man kind of theme が好きな人はみんな好きだと思う。
There is a scene in the, if you're gonna watch Fight Club, you should, I love that movie. There's the DVD with the commentary over it. And there's a scene in Fight Club...and it has Edward Norton and Brad Pitt are like talking throughout the whole movie.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting. But there's a scene where like his apartment explodes, his alter ego, you know, and they're like walking down the street and he's like, I think Brad Pitt takes a bat and like hits a new beetle.
Oh, yeah, parked on the side of the road. Yeah.
And I think...Maybe Edward Norton does it too. And then the commentary, I mean, I saw this like 10 years ago, so my memory is highly suspect, but they were just talking about like, yeah, fuck the new Beatle. like, there was something about the, it was symbolic because the new Beatle was like, that's not what the Beatle is. Like, you can't just bring it back. And like, the Beatle was cool because it was old.
Right,
because
right,
it had
right.
history, you know?
Right.
And so some people don't like that.That you know, we're gonna make a new one, and then it's not the same thing at all.
Yeah,
they just, yeah. They just stole the aesthetic.
Yeah, and then it's lame. Yeah. Fight Club, ne?
They're sending big news. They're sending Richard Branson is going to send Stephen Hawking into space.
What? What? What the fuck?
Stephen Hawking. wheelchair and everything. I don't know if they're going to take the wheelchair. With the first flight of the Spaceship 2 or whichever one
I mean,
they're
when,
operating now.
When? When is the launch?
I'm not sure. I don't know if the date is fixed.
Okay.
But Stephen Hawking was super excited.
Or like...
Stephen Hawking was like, I thought no one was ever going to take me. Because that guy is not...healthy, you know?
Yeah. Please don't kill him. Please.
But yeah, I hope nothing happens.
It'll be a huge loss. I would be super bummed
yeah,
if something happens to him.
I would too.
It's like, I don't know.
But something's probably going to happen to him soon anyways.
Well, you don't know
knock
that.
Knock on wood. But he knows his situation. And I think Stephen Hawking, you know, has fully acknowledged the risk. He's a smart guy.
Well, I'm happy for him, for sure.
He's going to go to space. He's chilling.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
They should make a movie about this.
It has to be a movie.
I'm already, like, もう感動してるもん。
Yeah, like Stephen Hawking in space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, his...
考えただけで感動する。
Stephen Hawking, his life's obsession has been space.
Yeah, yeah.
Through everything that's happened to him.He's been so dedicated to space.
そうだね。
And it was looking like he was, in his mind at least, I'm sure he was thinking, I'm going to die without ever going
まあそれはそうだよね。
to space,
yeah.
which other people have gone to, and I've contributed all this stuff to.
まあてか、I don't even know if he was even pursuing that possibility.
It sounded like he's been wanting to go to space. I mean, all cosmologists, I assume, are interested in going to space.
Yeah, but I mean, at this point, you know, I don't know if he thought that it could be realized.
It's, I think this is a great collaboration because with a rocket launch, that might be too hard on Steven. You know, the stress on your body of a rocket launch.Whereas the space plane that Branson is developing can kind of fly up, you know? So, so it works out great. Like,
right,
just,
right.
He got super lucky
yeah.
in that sense.
ああ、よかったね。いつなのかな。
I don't know.
楽しみ。もうそれで行って帰ってきて何言うかが楽しみだよね。
Yeah.
それが一番気になる、
yeah.
感想が。
I don't. We've had it. We send a lot of people to space, but I don't know how many of these astronauts are actually cosmologists or.
Yeah. しかもさ、ここまで有名な人が行くってある？今まで。
Hmm.
単純にその有名人っていう意味でさ。
Well, Neil Armstrong. But
well,
he got famous from space.
Exactly. So it's like, そのもう世界中で知られてる著名人が宇宙に行ったことによって有名になるんじゃなくて先に有名になっててっていうのは初めてじゃない？多分。あ、何言うか超楽しみ。なんかいい話だね、すごい。
Yeah. They should have waited to make the Stephen Hawking movie.
They already made it?Oh, they did. Oh,
yeah.
見てないけど、そうだよ。これを入れないと、これを最後に入れないとね。
Well, they can just make another.
I guess. Stephen Hawking. It was too soon. あれ、いつだって去年か一昨年とかじゃなかったっけ？ 結構最近だよね。
Last year?
待てばよかったね。これ絶対入れたらよかったじゃん。
Well, this can be
もう一番感動するところだよ。
This is its own movie by itself.I think, or a documentary at least.
ついに宇宙、あ、ドキュメンタリー絶対やってほしいね。Oh God. なんか良かったいいニュースが最後に聞けて。
Yeah, I saw that and it was just way too cool.
今週さ、あの爆笑問題のやつ聞いてたら、なんか最近ね、ずっと太田さんが違うラジオの話ばっかりしてたから、もうバイリンガルニュース忘れちゃってるのかなと思ったら、私がマンコ連呼してた話してた。で、なんか、ポッドキャスト大丈夫なのかな言ってって言ってたけど、全然平気だよね。
Mm-hmm.
何でも言いたい放題。
Mm-hmm. How do you listen to them? Because it's not on the...
あの、ラジコ。
ラジコ使ってんの、
うん、ラジコのタイムフリーっていうのがあって、ただ難点が聞き始めてから3時間以内に全部聞かないと聞けなくなっちゃうのね、
うん、
だから時間ある時に全部聞かないと、
うん、
なんていうの、聞き始めて途中で止めて後で聞こうとかは無理なの、番組自体が長いから。
Huh. Is that's not just you?
What do you mean?
Oh.
No, it's like, そういう設定ってこと、そういう仕様、
うん、
だからそこだけちょっと難点だけど、それで聞いてる、
うん、
Yeah. So 終わりですかね。文字起こしのテキストは Android と Mac と iPhone で見れます、のアプリのアプリで見れますので試してみてください。最初の1話目から3話目は無料で、月額240円で全部読み放題っていうプランと単発購入のプランがあります。月額のやつだとリーディング練習用のエッセイとかも読めるので、ぜひ試してみてください。
Yes.
その他にも単語テスト機能とかなんかいろいろついてるので、ぜひ、アプリ自体は無料だし、
yep.
あと
来週特別編だよね。
あ、そう、来週特別編、うん。 あとね、
yeah.
この間コラム書いた幻冬舎の文字おしゃべりで、あの超簡単に
consumer
環境に、そう、環境問題に貢献する方法っていう consumer activism についての記事を書いたので、ぜひみんな読んでほしい。
いいね、
うん、
take back the power。
そう、まあなんかね、こう環境問題のことばっかりについて聞いてると、すごい無力感っていうかさ、でストレスたまるから、うん、あの、いや実際にみんなができる、簡単にできることもいっぱいありますよっていう、その分別とかだけじゃなくて、
うん、A lot of it's, you know, we just change what's cool by,
yeah.
by learning more about it.
そう、本当そう。
Is that really cool? No, it's not actually that cool.
いや、本当その通り。あとサイトはまだ作ってるよね。
Yes。
でも新しい T シャツのサンプルとかもね作ってるんだよ。それは私が着て歩いてるけど。
it should be cool. The The yeah. material is interesting.
So material is really cool. ちょっと環境にあの配慮した素材を使ったりとか。
Yeah, we're trying to have that shit
yeah.
proper. So
yeah. 終わりかな？終わり。
Yep, 以上です。
Bye.
Bye.